Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning, which has an interview with the mother of a young boy with cerebral palsy who believes her son was used for a photo opportunity to promote disability funding that never materialised. Denise McGarren has criticised the fact that no money from an €8 million HSE fund has been provided to families of children with special needs in the 17 months since it was promised. As they feel they were used as a prop in a PR stunt and none of the money has been used. Interesting to see Tánaiste the Simon Harris yesterday rounding on the HSE and the lack of funding provided in this particular area. Piers Doherty very angry about it as well, as is this mother, Denise McGarren. Read more about that in the Irish Times. She feels her son with cerebral palsy was used for a photo shoot, a PR stunt. Also, the Irish Times tells us on the front page that if you put the wrong waste into your recycling bin, you could pay higher charges because there's going to be contamination detection charges installed on bin lorries. Panda, which is a huge waste management company, is going to put cameras across their nationwide fleet of bin trucks in an effort to reduce contamination levels in recycling bins. And then other companies are expected to follow suit later this year. And that'll allow waste companies to take pictures of materials from each household as they're tipped into the truck. Each bin will have an individual chip linked back to your address. Then you'll get an email with the photograph pointing out what's been done wrong, with advice on what to do correctly, and then you could face paying higher charges. So Panda, the first of many to put these cameras in. Also, by the way, the cameras won't just be looking at your recycling bin, they're going to be looking at your general waste bin as well, because there's plenty of things that go into the waste bin that shouldn't be in the waste bin. So Big Brother's watching your bins, it would seem. Irish Examiner goes with the ESRI on the front page, basically saying that the trade war with the US spells disaster for the Irish economy. A full-scale transatlantic trade war could wreak havoc on the Irish economy, costing billions in euro and prompting some US multinationals to move operations out of the country. This is the ESRI looking at Trump's tariffs and the potential damage they cause to Ireland. Also, the Irish Independent tells us that planning for around 20,000 apartments is going to expire, even as demand for homes dramatically exceeds supply. So we've 20,000 homes planned where the permission could expire over the next 2 years. And we have this new report from the Banking and Payments Federation this morning, which says that we can build 75,000 homes this year and next year. But that's well below the 50,000 a year that we were told we need. So that's what the BPFI is saying with their market monitor. The Irish Daily Mail tells us that more than 1,000 prisoners were released within 24 hours of being put behind bars last year. What a waste of money. It equates to around 3 convicted criminals being put back on the streets every day, less than a day after they were sent to jail by the courts. Think of the cost involved in that. And it's kind of a revolving door now where we have temporary releases. Apparently these are due to prison overcrowding. 650 more inmates than beds in the system at present. So we have a revolving door. You go to court, you're sent to jail, spend the night there, and then you're sent back out onto the streets. The type of crimes where you go into prison for a night and then you're back out are public order, theft and minor assaults. The Irish Daily Star, Griller Warfare is the headline. Dave Mahan says he had a violent row at a pensioner neighbour's barbecue after joking that they should have gone to McDonald's instead. A man headbutted pensioner who hit him a box in barbecue row, a court was told. Two of the papers lead with Eddie Jordan on the front page. So Godspeed is the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. And then the Irish Sun says, may the road rise with you. Tributes have been paid to Formula One legend Eddie Jordan, the proud Dubliner passing away yesterday morning. His family said EJ brought an abundance of charisma and Irish charm everywhere he went. Inside the papers, we've another minister admitting to drug use. So this time it's James Lawless, who has admitted to using a drug in the past. James Lawless has done an interview with Hot Press, and Hot Press are famous for asking politicians if you've ever inhaled type questions. On a more serious point, James Lawless says weed should be decriminalised in Ireland as a first step to legalising the drug. He also admitted he has taken the drug before and said it should be decriminalised in Ireland. He says in the States, a number of states have embraced it, and in a number of European countries. So he says we need decriminalisation, a health-led approach, and this would be a first step to legalising marijuana. And then he was asked if he had ever used drugs, and he said, I spent some time in Amsterdam and visited coffee shops. I also had many long, deep and meaningful conversations in the various flats I lived in Rathmines, Ranelagh, Harold's Cross, back in the late 90s and early noughties. There were a lot of long nights when in Rome, and he says, I've become very respectable in recent years, particularly since I've been in elected office. How refreshing to have such an honest minister talking about previous drug use when he's a young man. Not the first and certainly won't be the last. The Irish Sun says that the Taoiseach reckons that the Netflix show Adolescence should be compulsory viewing in all Irish schools. Now, I heard recently Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, saying Adolescence should be shown in all schools in England. Now, Simon Harris says Adolescence should be shown in Irish schools as well. It tells the story, in case you aren't aware, of a 13-year-old boy arrested for the murder of his school classmate, and the show's been hailed for highlighting the impact that toxic masculinity and misogyny on social media can have on young boys. And Simon Harris says he believes the show should be played in schools across the country to highlight the dangers of social media. It's a hard watch. If you haven't seen it, it's a very, very difficult watch. Necessary, but difficult. Certainly it's one of the rising shows on Netflix. 24 million people watched it in the first 4 days, so it's very, very popular. Staying with education, the Times of London tells us that Austria is preparing to impose a nationwide ban on smartphones in schools for children under 15. We're still on about pouches here, putting the phones in these cases, but in Austria they're going to ban smartphones for children under 15 because they want to turn classrooms back into places of concentration, achievement and safety. And the ban is also being looked at in Germany as well. At least half a dozen European countries, including Hungary, Latvia and the Netherlands, have announced similar steps, and France is testing a digital pause for children aged 11 to 15. So like every other country, here in Ireland we're trying to deal with phone use in schools, and Austria, the latest now, imposing a nationwide ban for kids under 15. Final story comes from The Star. If you're on the roads this morning, you might have a bit of road rage. You're not the only ones, because birds have road rage as well. Scientists, or boffins as they're called in The Star, no one ever uses the word boffin apart from the tabloids. Boffins have found that native species in the Galapagos Islands are changing their behaviour as a result of cars and lorries, and those exposed to vehicles show heightened levels of aggression. So we're all affected by road rage. The study examined the impact of noise pollution on yellow warblers, a songbird widespread in the Galapagos, and they found that birds use song during territorial defence as an aggressive signal. However, if external noise like traffic interferes with the signalling, increasing physical aggression would be an appropriate response. So obviously there's a rise in traffic, which is giving the birds road rage. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.